This is Your Health Kit. Your Health Kit brings you tips to improve your health and undo medical myths along the way. For KXRW and X-Ray.fm, I'm Rebecca Hoffman, MD, your friendly neighborhood family doctor based in Vancouver, Washington. In today's talk, we'll tackle sleep and the lack of it. Does napping help or hurt? What happens when we sleep, and how can we get better at it? Sleep is a natural state when our bodies slow down and attend to repair and renewal. Our cells create a lot of byproducts as they work. This waste must be cleared to avoid toxic buildup. Sleep gives our body time to remove toxins and to reset our systems. How does that work? The waste system for cells is the lymphatic system. Lymph brings in nutrients and removes waste, delivering it to our organs, which let it exit our bodies. The brain is different. Here, waste is stored in the spinal fluid. Spinal fluid cleanses brain cells and channels waste to the lymph system, mostly during deep sleep. During sleep, we cycle through several stages, about 5 times a night. Each stage offers benefits for thinking, memory, and moods. But the restorative work is done in the deep sleep stages. We get to our first deep sleep stage after about an hour of sleep. It lasts 20 to 40 minutes. As the night goes on, deep sleep shortens, other stages lengthen. To get our needed 1.5 to 2 hours of deep sleep, we need to sleep a total of 7 to 9 hours. This pattern gives us options. We can sleep in one stretch, known as monophasic sleep. This is the pattern we know today, since the invention of artificial light lengthened the working day. It's actually the most efficient sleep pattern in modern life. In pre-industrialized cultures, sleep was often biphasic, 2 stages. Ancient patterns showed people slept from about 9 to midnight, woke and attended to chores and family for 2 hours, and then returned to sleep until daybreak. A biphasic pattern is seen in some cultures today, such as the afternoon siesta, a 90-minute nap, which is taken during the heat of midday, after which people return to work in the evening. Alternately, some take a shorter, so-called power nap midday for 20 to 30 minutes. In both cases, a shorter 5 to 6 hour overnight sleep is taken. So, which is better? Some studies have shown a biphasic pattern can be beneficial for productivity and performance. Some note the longer siesta nap may leave you a bit groggy afterwards, interrupting as it does a deep sleep cycle. A shorter nap can improve attention and energy, but doesn't offer deep sleep. Biphasic sleep, though, can be inconvenient. Sleeping midday may disrupt working and eating schedules or interfere with family and social commitments. Monophasic sleep matches our cultural needs better. The big risk of biphasic sleep is sleep deprivation. Without careful attention, we may not clock in the full 7 to 9 hours our bodies need. When we are sleep-deprived, toxins build up. We suffer from poor thinking and memory. We're more at risk for injury, like drowsy driving accidents. Sleep deprivation can also come in other ways: snoring, sleep apnea, interruptions from a noisy or difficult environment. While we may suffer a day of brain fog after pulling an all-nighter, repeated sleep deprivation can result in real disease, such as high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and dementia. To protect your sleep, whatever your sleep pattern, it's important to practice good sleep hygiene, such as consistency. Keep regular sleep and wake times. If you choose to nap, keep it daily and timed. Keep your sleeping area cool and dark. Avoid all screens at least 30 minutes before bed. It's okay to exercise, but stop eating and drinking alcohol or caffeine 3 hours or more before bedtime. We know we are sleeping well when we wake up refreshed and with energy present. If you are having difficulty sleeping or find yourself nodding off at inappropriate times, it's a good idea to visit your doctor. These could be a sign of a sleep disorder or a neurodegenerative disease such as dementia. That's your Health Kit tip for today. We have options about sleep, but we must get enough. Remember, if you have questions about your health, check with your doctor. For KXRW and X-Ray.fm, I'm Dr. Hoffman. See you next time.